Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just exploring your voice AI service and curious about what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your main features and how your platform stands out? I'm excited to learn.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary. Everything's going great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, just to keep things clear, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about the voice AI platform. What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've definitely heard the name Dasha mentioned in the voice AI space, especially with companies like Vector Solutions. You folks have quite a reputation for natural conversational AI, right? Could you tell me more about what makes your platform special? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation can be tricky, especially getting quality leads that actually convert. Revenue growth often depends on how well those leads are nurtured and followed up with. How does your AI handle the human touch in conversations to boost those results?
Tell me more about getting quality leads that actually convert.
Sure thing. Getting quality leads that convert means connecting with prospects who are genuinely interested and ready to take the next step. Our AI focuses on natural human-like conversations that build trust and uncover real needs, not just ticking boxes. This way, it filters out tire kickers and brings you leads more likely to become customers. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how the AI adapts its tone and responses to different customer types?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future sounds exciting. If your AI service exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd picture a steady stream of high-quality leads coming in effortlessly with conversations that feel genuinely human and engaging. Revenue would be noticeably up, and the sales team could focus more on closing deals than chasing cold leads. Plus, the whole process would be smoother and more efficient. How do you usually help clients measure and track these kinds of improvements?
What do you mean by smoother and more efficient? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By smoother and more efficient, I mean the AI handles initial outreach and qualification seamlessly, without needing constant manual oversight. That's important because it frees up your team's time to focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals rather than repetitive tasks. It also means fewer missed opportunities and faster response times, which can really boost customer satisfaction and revenue. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about freeing up your team's time to focus on building relationships and closing deals.
Absolutely. When your AI takes care of the initial lead outreach and qualification, your sales team isn't bogged down with cold calls or repetitive follow-ups. Instead, they get to spend more time engaging with warm leads who are already interested and informed. This means deeper conversations, stronger relationships, and ultimately higher close rates. Plus, it keeps your team motivated and less stressed. Sounds like a win-win, right? Would you like to hear how Dasha's AI can tailor conversations to different customer personalities?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is often scaling personalized outreach without losing that human feel. Many teams struggle with balancing volume and quality. Too many leads can overwhelm, but too few means missed opportunities. Also, keeping conversations natural and engaging at scale is tricky. How does Dasha's AI tackle these issues in real time?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach and balancing volume and quality are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Scaling personalized outreach can get complicated because as you reach more prospects, it's harder to keep each interaction feeling genuine and tailored. If volume goes up without quality control, you risk annoying potential customers or wasting resources on unqualified leads. On the flip side, focusing too much on quality might limit how many leads you can engage, slowing growth. This balancing act affects your sales pipeline health, team workload, and ultimately revenue predictability. Does that sound like what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how this balancing act affects your sales pipeline health and team workload?
Absolutely. When volume overwhelms quality, your sales pipeline can get clogged with leads that aren't ready or interested, which wastes your team's time and energy chasing dead ends. That leads to burnout and lower morale. On the other hand, if you focus too much on quality and keep volume low, your pipeline might dry up, causing unpredictable revenue and missed growth targets. The sweet spot is having enough qualified leads flowing consistently so your team can work efficiently and stay motivated. How do you currently manage this balance?